I'm with Catherine Mining today. It's a lovely sunny afternoon. Catherine, where did you first start life?
Yeah, I was born in Bristol and grew up in Longwell Green.
Longwell Green, yes, I know Longwell Green. There's one or two really big shops over there, Asda and what have you, and very handy for shopping. So obviously you went to school over there, probably made some good friends.
Yeah, I went to the local primary school, and then for secondary school, we didn't get into any of the local schools. Me and my brothers all went to St Mary Radcliffe in the central Bristol.
As you mentioned brothers, how many brothers have you got?
Two, one 5 years older and one 3 years older.
Oh, right. And I don't suppose they're still living at home then?
Yeah, so they are both married, but thankfully they both still live really close. So one back in Longwell Green and one in Frome.
Oh, that's really nice. You were in Longwell Green for quite some time. So you left school, went to university while you was there?
Yeah. So I went to uni shortly before we moved away from Longwell Green. Yeah, so I went to Southampton and did biochemistry.
Right, biochemistry, that sounds really hard to get your head around. That's probably a three-year course, I should think. And after perhaps settling in, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. It was interesting. I found I was really homesick at first, but after some time, I got used to it. Yeah, made some really good friends.
Just prior to going to university, obviously growing up in Longwell Green, you went to church there. Was it just something that you went to your mum and dad's church?
Yeah, so we all went to church as a family, me and mum, dad and my brothers, and went to the children's groups there and other activities.
That's possibly where you first discovered your Christian faith?
Yeah, definitely there, and also through going to other friends' church youth groups as well.
Yeah, that's always good, isn't it, to not always necessarily go to your parents' church, to go to other churches. There's a different dynamic there, and you can build good friendship.
Yeah, definitely.
When you went to university, was there a Christian fellowship there?
Yeah, there was a Christian union, and each hall of residence had a hall group, they called it, which was like a Christian union in the hall. And that was really nice. And actually, it turned out really, really nicely, actually, because my next door neighbour, it turned out, was a Christian. It was just really nice sort of to have each other because we were in an interesting halls. But yeah, it was nice to be have a bit of a solidarity.
So you was doing, now just remind me again.
Biochemistry.
That's looking into microscopes and things, is it?
I'm not sure I actually did look into that many microscopes. We did a lot about DNA.
DNA, I mean, it's a very important part of the human structure. How many things to understand in God's creation, and that's just one little element. Did you put that into practice when you went into a career?
Yeah, so I've never really had any idea what I want to do. So funnily enough, when I was at school, I absolutely hated lab work. I was pretty terrified of it, to be honest. When I was in my third year at uni, for my dissertation, I did a lab project and I really enjoyed it. After uni, I started looking for a job in a lab and I found one near Wells.
So a laboratory in Wells, what were they up to?
So actually they were testing cow's milk. And I mean, I didn't really know anything about cows before I started, only that I was quite scared of them. I didn't really know a lot about milk or farms or anything. So it was quite a steep learning curve. It was really interesting.
Right, just going back a little bit before career, did you go on any adventure holidays or whatever with the youth group at your local church?
We went to Spring Harvest, but as a church sort of, not holiday, but you know, lots of people, families from church went to Spring Harvest. And then quite a lot of the youth went, so that was nice.
You've obviously established some long-term friends and they're probably scattered around now. Do you get to catch up with some of your old pals?
Yeah, definitely. So I do have relatively far-flung friends now. One of my best friend is actually up in the Highlands of Scotland working in, for Scripture Union. We talk to each other on the phone and been up to visit and done a road trip around Scotland with her. Yeah, we definitely stay in touch. And then other friends also quite far-flung.
Still focusing on while you were living at Longwell Green, did you get involved in anything?
I was in a choir that, yeah, they literally take anybody. So...
Any other activities?
So from an early age, we were dragged along to swimming lessons by my parents because neither of them can swim very well. So they were determined that we would be able to swim. And me and my brothers hated it. And I'm not sure mum and dad like going much either. Yeah, we'd all miraculously become slightly ill on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. Well, hopefully you can swim now, can you?
Yeah, pretty confidently.
Oh, that's good, because certainly it's nice when you're on holiday in some of the warmer climates. You haven't been at Longwell Green all the time. You moved at some stage. Just tell the listeners when you moved and where to.
So in 2010, we moved to Chilcompton.
Chilcompton, that's not far from here, really, is it, Midsummer Norton? How about your career? You probably left uni by then. Did you over the course of time. You've got a job in Wells with a laboratory. Did you think that you'd stay there long?
To be honest, when I started, I really didn't know. I just was going to see how it goes. But after a while, I thought, I'm not sure this is for me forever. So I stayed about just over 4 years, I think.
Yeah, that's quite a time, really. So you must have built up a lot of experience there.
Yeah. I guess I learned a lot more about milk and, you know, made some good friends as well.
Although you're not that keen on cows, I understand that you've probably got quite a few pets. So what have you got?
Since I was about 10, we've always had dogs. And at the moment, we have 4 border collies.
How about any other activities? What might you be interested in as far as animals are concerned?
I do like horse riding. Don't go too much, but I did it a little bit growing up, doing a few lessons. My mum did horse riding when she was younger. So when I started, she picked up again. So often, like nowadays, we'll go for rides in the countryside together, which is nice.
You haven't done any of these jaunts along the beach, along by the water edge, have you?
Yeah, we have actually. So we went to Scotland, 5-6 years ago, something like that. And I had been saying for a while, like I'd really love to do a horse ride on a beach. And so we booked one in, and I mean, it was great, but it was slightly scary at times because the horses were, they knew where they were going and they knew they were going to go fast. But it was really good.
Your mum and dad didn't film it for you, did they?
I mean, mum was on the horse as well, so she didn't do any filming. But I don't know. I feel like dad might have tried to take a photo or a video. I'm not sure.
You see these on these adverts when they're doing it, and it just seems so exhilarating. Right, 4 dogs. That's quite a lot of dogs to look after and a lot of walking to do. Or you do them all at the same time, obviously.
Well, I mean, not at the moment because we've got an old one and a puppy. But yeah, it is quite a lot of walking. I do really like the outdoors.
There's lots of footpaths and places to walk around here. So you enjoy the countryside and walking as well?
Definitely. I think we did quite a lot of, well, since we got dogs, we've done quite a lot of holidays in the UK growing up. And I think, you know, maybe at first I didn't quite see the fun of it, really. Sort of age 14 going on a walking holiday. I guess when I was a bit older, I started to enjoy it a bit more for myself. And I think 8 years ago, we did a holiday to the Yorkshire Dales. And I think that's the first time I really enjoyed it for myself, if you see what I mean.
Right, dogs. Have you got any stories about your dogs?
So it's funny you should ask that. Our first dog nearly blew up the house. Clearly, it didn't put us off too much because we've gone on to have many dogs since. We had a gas cooker at the time. And while we were out one day, he managed to turn the gas on the hob. And it was, you know, just filling the house. And when my brothers got home from school, they were walking on the road and they could smell gas. And then as they got closer to the house and inside, it smelled stronger.
Oh, dear. Wow, that could have been a disaster. So dog didn't suffer from it? Didn't sort of collapse?
No, I mean, he seemed to be fine. I think it was on that occasion that he tore our sofa apart. So he might have been driven slightly mad by it. I think he didn't seem to suffer any long-term problems.
Oh, crumbs, that's a relief. What a disaster that could have been. Yeah. All your other dogs have been well-behaved.
Yeah, they're relatively well-behaved. I mean, our puppy did manage to escape from a pen with a roof last night. Maybe don't speak too soon.
It can be a handful, I'm sure. So it's mainly dogs. You haven't got any other little animals kicking around, rabbits or Shetland ponies?
No Shetland pony, no rabbits. We did have hamsters growing up. We're really dog people.
That's good. You're in Chilcompton now. How did you manage to come to Welton Baptist Church?
Okay, so when we moved to Chilcompton, so I was still at uni at that point, and so mum and dad started going to the Anglican church in Chilcompton, and then when I came home for holidays, then I would go to that with them as well. And then when I finished uni, then I just slotted in there full time. I found that there weren't that many people there my age, and so I started looking for a different church.
And it sounds as though perhaps your parents followed you.
Yeah, they did.
had you changed jobs by this time?
No. So I was still at the lab when I was looking for churches. So
where did you go after the labs then?
I still didn't have any idea what I wanted to do. Kept my eye out for something that might look interesting. I saw a job at Wessex Water which looked sufficiently generic that I had the skills for it and, you know, would hopefully just let me get in and see what there was. And yeah, so then I moved to Wessex Water in 2016.
Right, now Wessex Water, is that a sort of job where you walk around looking for burst water mains, or are you working in the office?
So not me personally, I work in the office.
You're being very secretive here, you're just looking after pushing pens or hitting keys on keypads.
Yeah, so when I first started, I was a PA for three directors supporting like a long-term program. Then after that program came to an end, I moved into performance reporting and kind of working with supply chain in a more innovative way. And then because everything in water comes in cycles, we're now back to the long-term program again, but 5 years later. So I'm back looking after that with the supply chain bit.
Do you have to do any presentations or are you sort of backroom staff?
I'm more backroom. I had to do a handful of presentations, but not too much.
Are you comfortable with presentations?
It's growing on me. So I think if you'd asked me 10 years ago, I'd have said no way. But yeah, I think I'm getting more comfortable with that.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure you strike me as a confident person, so I'm sure you can deliver a presentation very well. So you're with Wessex Water. But you decided to take a sabbatical, 3 month sabbatical. Just tell the listeners a little bit about that, how that came about and where you went.
Okay, so last year I went to France for 3 months with Youth With A Mission. And it came about really, it was a long time in the developing, I suppose, because I had the sense that God was calling me to go abroad and do something mission-y, but had no idea more than that. And so I started looking around, but again, not really sure what I was looking for. I really love languages at school. When I saw the particular opportunity in France, then it just seemed perfect.
You've got an understanding of French anyway, have you?
I mean, relatively. So I did A-level French. That was back in 2009. So not quite, not on the tip of my tongue.
So you were in the deep end then, or was you? Or were you quite comfortable?
A little bit. I wasn't really confident speaking, like even at the time, like just after I'd done my A-level. And so it was a little bit in the deep end. It was a really nice environment to learn. And part of the programme, it was to develop your French. And so, you know, it wasn't like I was just chucked in the deep end to work for a business or whatever. What I was doing was geared towards you growing in the language.
France always strikes me as a Catholic country. Was you doing any street evangelism or anything?
So we did do a little bit of street evangelism. We had one particular week where we were doing outreach in the local community. But actually what I hadn't realised is, especially in the south of France, that there's such a large Muslim population. So a lot of the people we were talking to were Muslim.
I think you're doing some studying right now, aren't you, for something to do with languages? Perhaps just explain to the listeners about that.
Yeah, so I'm nearly at the end of a teaching English as a foreign language course, which I decided to do the idea sort of started when I was in France, and then I did a taster weekend in Southampton in the summer, and I thought, I'm just going to go for it. I don't really know quite whether I didn't know then, and I still don't know whether it's something that I will take forward or quite how. It's been really enjoyable, and I think, you know, it gives you other transferable skills. So
you'll get a qualification that you can use. While you're doing that studying, do you get support from your company?
So yeah, I mean, it's basically just been, I've had to just do it myself. Managed to take a couple of odd half days of leave or whatever to just lighten the load a little bit. But yeah, it's been pretty hard going, trying to, well, basically spending weekends working for college and then the weeks working for paid work. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a bit of a break.
So that's coming to an end, I think you said this week, is that right?
Yeah, this week.
And so you must be relieved and you've just get on with stuff now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sleeping for a bit.
Catherine, you have been doing a few things at Welton, I think. Just explain to listeners one or two jobs you've got.
Okay, so until just before Christmas, I was leading a house group, which was, yeah, really, really lovely. Once college finishes, then I am soon to start helping with dyno charges.
So dyno charges, so you're quite happy working with youth and young kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. No, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for.
No, I don't know what I'm letting myself in for.
Right, you might go back to being a house group leader, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Was that difficult doing house group? You just got to do a lot of preparation.
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was quite nice. And, you know, we took it in turns. Oh. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Well, you seem to be involved in quite a few things. Working with youngsters, things like craft is engaging. You can get alongside the kids when you're doing craft. And I think you're quite interested in craft, are you not?
Yeah, I love making things. I really love sewing, mainly sewing. And yeah, I've made, well, a lot of the time recently it seems to be making new baby gifts, because I've got to that age where my friends are all starting families, which has been lovely. But yeah, lots of, for making lots of things for kids. So yeah, that's good fun.
You said you like walking. Do you like running as well?
Yeah, I do actually. I started running. So when I moved from the lab to Wessex, I decided if I was going to be sat at a desk, then I probably ought to do something to get my step count up, because I've been used to being on my feet all day and walking lots of laps of the lab. And so, yeah, so at that point I started running. I did a couch to 5K. Yeah, kind of has gone from there. And it's been really nice running with Welton Runners on a Saturday morning.
You're involved in everything almost. You give everything a go, which is really good. Right. I'm sure you've got some other hidden skills you keep to yourself or perhaps don't tell anybody. What might they be? Because this is the time to, you know, let everybody know.
Come clean.
Come clean, yeah.
So I can juggle and I can also walk on stilts.
Wow. Walk on stilts.
Not at the same time.
Well, perhaps you ought to try it at the same time.
Maybe.
Because plasterers that plaster ceilings, they have stilts that are sort of strapped to their legs.
Oh, wow. Maybe a possible career.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's another. You keep your career options open, don't you? You're never sure which direction you might go in. But coming back to juggling, so just tell me, how many items do you juggle at a time?
Only three. I'm not that advanced.
And they're always balls, are they? You're not juggling precious vases or anything?
No, no precious vases. I have tried clubs, but I whack myself in the face way too many times.
And while you're doing this juggling, those four dogs of yours, are they kept in another room?
Yeah, it's not safe to do it near them.
No, they make sure they don't hit the ground, I suppose. If you drop one, they'll be there picking it up for you and then running off. And you know, that's another game, isn't it? So walking on stilts, now, that is an unusual pursuit. So how did you manage to acquire that skill?
So it was at school, actually. So in our Year 8 Activities Week, we could pick an activity to do for that week. I picked to do circus skills because it sounded super fun. I think bizarrely, I had a friend who had some stilts and she lent them to me beforehand so I could like get some practice in advance. So yeah, through a bit of practice before that week and then during that week then.
So it's not something you do now around the office for Wessex Water?
No, I'm not sure health and safety would like that too much.
Right. Now, with your language skills, with modern technology, you can watch films that are dubbed in other languages and vice versa. If it's in French, it will be dubbed in English. Do you sort of push yourself and actually switch the television onto a different language?
Yes, I do. And it does wind up my family a little bit when they turn on the TV and it's coming out in French.
Oh, that's good fun. When you was in France, just expand a bit on the sort of the language side of things.
Okay, so like I said before, the programme was quite language focused. And so we started off doing, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks of language classes, which was super fun. And I quickly got the nickname of being teacher's pet / geek and completely loving grammar. Then we moved on to like more of an immersion phase. So we did homestays with family. So I did one not that far away from where I was initially. So sort of not too far away from Lyon. I did one in Paris, which was brilliant. The family were amazing. I've never visited Paris before, so that was great.
Right. So languages and biochemistry, admin, you really are a lady that has covered virtually everything. It's not a job you can't do. Pets, horse riding. It's an exciting life for you, Catherine.
Yeah.
Catherine, it's been really a pleasure talking to you and getting to understand and hear a bit about your story. Really appreciate it, and I'm sure the listeners will enjoy listening to it. So, Catherine, thank you for this interview.
Thanks.